It's time for Deputy Leader Fletcher Tabateau from the New Zealand First Party.
For Worry Week this week, we are looking into the militarisation of the Pacific, and given Fletcher Tabateau is the Undersecretary for Disarmament and Arms Control, I thought I'd ask him about our anti-nuclear history. I started by asking what his role actually is. We've touched on this before, but can you explain what the disarmament and arms control role is?
Yeah, so basically it was a role established by the Prime Minister about February this year, I think, kind of as a kind of flagship statement that New Zealand is just committed now to getting rid of nuclear weapons than we were, you know, back in the day when we made that big commitment to being nuclear free. And so she made Winston the minister, and then I was made the undersecretary. And it's very much about, actually for me, it's about making sure that our next generation of New Zealanders kind of understand that history, and that New Zealand will very much continue to be a part of a voice in the world saying no to nuclear weapons.
So I didn't realise it was such a new role, and that is quite a specific statement by this government to say that we will maintain that position of no nuclear. And also, so does that involve kind of talking with other countries as well in order to kind of disarm?
Yeah, very much so. So, for example, I just met with an amazing woman named Beatrice Finn, who has just recently won a Nobel Peace Prize in her efforts for nuclear disarmament. And she's come into New Zealand to speak to a Pacific conference, actually. And part of what we're doing there is kind of enabling and empowering our Pacific neighbours to ensure that they also sign up to the treaty for the non-proliferation, or the prohibition, sorry, of nuclear weapons. It's quite personal in the Pacific. You know, I'm not sure how many people remember or realise that there was a lot of nuclear weapons testing in the Pacific. So for some of our Pacific neighbours, they have a first-hand understanding of just how horrific nuclear weapons can be.
It wasn't those Pacific nations doing that testing, though, was it?
Yeah. Absolutely. So, no point saying who, but back in the day, you had one big player in particular, but a few nations down in the Pacific who were both testing nuclear weapons at ground level, above ground and underground. And so there were hundreds of nuclear detonations over that time. So, yeah.
So
it's a long history.
So in terms of the effects of that, no doubt that's sort of still being felt. But what is it that New Zealand can do in terms of rolling back those effects? But also, I think there's still interest now in using the Pacific Islands as military bases and that sort of thing.
Mm. So what New Zealand can do is what we've always done, and we've been kind of a sensible voice on the world stage with, you know, just a kind of genuine and pure message to the rest of the world. You know, this is what we believe in. This is our position on nuclear weapons, and we will continue to be a strong voice and a strong advocate. So just recently we, for example, we were one of just over 100 countries that signed up to the treaty for the prohibition of nuclear weapons, and that's kind of been a big fundamental step. In the past, it's been a treaty where the big nuclear powers would do all they can to reduce their nuclear weapons. Now the conversation around the world in the form of this treaty is actually you're kind of taking too long. Your efforts don't seem to be working. We're going to say that we're going to ban nuclear weapons. And my understanding from talking to Beatrice Finn yesterday is that, the big nuclear powers are kind of feeling the pressure of that. It's not going to solve the problem, but the rest of the world, needs to unite and say we don't want the prospect of nuclear fallout as part of humanity's future.
What about non-nuclear weapons? There's still military presence in the Pacific nations, aren't there?
So there's no foreign military presence in the Pacific. There's a military base in Fiji, but that's Fiji's military base, and I can't remember, there might be a few others, but they belong to those Pacific nations. The other thing that I'm kind of the undersecretary for is this non-proliferation of weapons, of kind of the horrible ones. You know, he's hoping, but at the moment what we're trying to do is get rid of, like, cluster munitions and gas weaponizations, you know, that kind of thing. So
right.
The technology around something like a grenade being thrown in the air, but the damage it does is just horrific, you know. We're also working on those, what would be considered conventional weapons as well.
Right. What is it in terms of New Zealand's place? Because we, I mean, to my understanding, don't have any experience of those sorts of weapons being used here or that sort of thing. Is it simply that following that line of New Zealand involving themselves on the world stage, and I think it's often termed as like peacekeeping missions, that sort of thing?
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. We have a fundamental belief, you know, this government and other governments have been a voice, a mouthpiece for the people of New Zealand to say we don't believe in nuclear weapons. For example, you guys and girls around the world in charge of this stuff need to stop. And that's been a constant message from New Zealand, and kind of importantly part of an international voice. We're one of those voices, but we're a strong one.
Just one last thing. Isn't it a bit, I don't know, it seems kind of ironic to distinguish between bad weapons and good weapons, in the sense that all weapons do damage. Shouldn't we be getting rid of all weapons?
Yes, in a sense, but it's these weapons of war that we need to focus on. Like, you know, I have no problems with people owning rifles, for example, personally. You know, if they're good people of sound mind who have passed our test in New Zealand, for example. The focus needs to be on these insidious weapons of war. Don't forget, in the meantime, we're advocating also when we were on the UN Security Council, for example, we were advocating for intervention into different parts of the world before it became a war zone, you know, to preempt these kind of things. So it's not just about the weapons themselves, it's about doing the work behind the scenes before wars occur, which New Zealand does do a good job in.
That was Deputy Leader Fletcher Tabateau from the New Zealand First Party.